Well, good morning, everyone. It's a great morning here. We're all alive. We're all born again. We're all going to heaven. Nothing's going to stop us, right? So today I want to talk about taking God at his word. So let's turn to Genesis chapter 1 in the beginning. And we're going to look at verse 3. So I said, and God said, let there be light. And what was the result? There was light. And then if you go down to verse 6, it says, it starts with God said in verse 7. At the end it says, and it was so. If you go down to verse 8, God called the firmament of heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And then verse 9 says, God said, and at the end of that it says, it was so. And it goes on and on. So the point is, God speaks, it happens. Does it happen before he speaks?
No.
Right? So God said it, and it was so. You've got to remember that here. When we take God at his word. Look at Isaiah 55. And didn't say in Genesis, it might be so, it was so, right? So there was no shadow of a doubt there. So Isaiah 55 and verse 11, most of you are familiar with this. It says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing which I sent it. The words that go forth out of God's mouth, just like we saw in the beginning in the Genesis, it said God said, well, out of his mouth, he's speaking. What he speaks, it shall accomplish. That's what he says. Whatever he says, it's going to do, it's going to do. So that's taking God at his word. Whatever he says, it's going to do. Let's look at, so where would he find that? Where do we find out his word, right? We all know 2 Timothy 3:16, but let's go there. Just to refresh on this, 2 Timothy 3:16. So it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and there's theopneustos, which is God-breathed. So all of it. So all of God's scriptures, it comes out of his mouth. It will accomplish, that's what he says. It's going to be, and what God said was, is, will be, right? So everything in here, God's word, is when we believe it, that's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it is anyway, but we'll see how we release the power. There is power in the word of God, and the power is released when we believe, right? And you're going to see that as we go along here. Look at 1 Thessalonians 2:13. So it says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of man, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works in you, that does one thing, believes. So it's recognizing, receiving as the word of God. When we receive this as the word of God, not the word of man, and we believe it, and then it works with effect. God makes it real simple here, but you're going to see there's some kind of competing priorities in our lives sometimes. Look at Hebrews 4:12. We're right now in that neighborhood. See, for the word of God is quick, alive. The word quick is alive, powerful. And sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, the Word of God is quick, it's powerful. In the Word of God is where the power lies. So when we believe it, it's released. It's all written in here. Let's look at Matthew. Here's an example of that. Matthew 8. look at the centurion. And verse 5 here. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. So someone, he came to Jesus, did the centurion, right? And said, Lord, my servant lieth home at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. That's pretty good, right? Damn. Now look at the centurion. Answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but what? Speak the word only. Only. Just say it. And my servant shall be healed. It seems like similar to wording in the beginning. God said, and it was so. And the centurion recognized that. Now look, because he goes on to say in verse 9, for I am a man. He's basically pointing out, I am man also under authority. Having soldiers under me, I say to this man, go, he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh. To my servant, do this, and he doeth it. So he recognized that when he says things, things happen. And he recognized that Jesus, if he said something, it's going to happen. This is like the purest form of believing. There's no physical evidence to look for. There's no something to confirm what you're believing is right. He just believes, just speak the word. It's done. And look at Jesus, what he says, verse 10. And Jesus heard it, and he marveled, right? One of the few times he marveled, right? And said unto him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. That's how we should normally believe. Just hear it and believe it. That's it. And then hold on to that. Don't waver, as we're going to see later on here. And then Jesus said, go thy way, as thou hast believed, so it be done unto thee, in verse 13. So he heard the word. He came to the word of God, which is Jesus Christ, the living word. He just says, speak it, and it's done. That's pretty neat. Good example there. Look at Matthew 7. So we're going to look at taking God at his word, and there's three words here. I was looking at this a while back because I was... had some questions about things, and so I was led to this. So verse 7 says, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Real simple, right? Ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, it shall be open. And verse 8, for everyone that asks, receives. Everyone that seeks, finds. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Reinforcing verse 7, right? There's no doubt there. If you ask, you shall receive. If you seek, you shall find. If you knock, it shall be opened. Now we're going to see how a little more into the word ask, seek, and knock. And this is an imperative mood expression, a command to the hearer to perform a certain action by order and authority of the one commanding. So Jesus Christ is the one saying this, right? So he says, do this, and you get that result. You ask, and you seek, you knock, you will find, and so forth. So we're going to look at the word ask here. So how do we ask? You know, sometimes we ask, in James it says we ask amiss. Right? We ask for the wrong things. But look at 1 John 5:14. Let's see what the word says. Just a couple of scriptures on asking. Many more. 1 John 5:14. So this is... and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, what? According to his will. That's a key word. That's good. Right? He hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have it when we ask. Doesn't say it comes into manifestation immediately, but you know it's yours. You got it. Then you just hang on to that believing, and then it will materialize, right? We've seen that plenty of times where people, Noah, for example, I think last week, Janet taught on Noah. Well, he had the promise, right? Build the ark. The ark wasn't built the next day, and he was saved, right? It took, what, 40 years or something? I don't know how long on the ark, right? So it takes time, but he had to stay believing in that mood. But he knew that the end result would be. So So we know this is the confidence we have in it. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. So we have to find out what his will is. Look at another one. Look at John 15 regarding asking. And the key to knowing his will is in right here in verse 7. John chapter 15, verse 7 says, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done." Right? So it's the word abiding in the person and yourself. Then we're asking according to his will. It's not just picking words out of the air. It's like just praying amiss, you know, when we don't pray for the wrong thing. We get to his word, find out what the word says, and we can pray according in line with God's word, and will always come to pass. So we can believe it. Look at Matthew 21:22. And there's many more in Ask, but this is just another one here. 21:22. "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Real simple statement, but we know it. We can probably quote it, but just doing it. When you pray, you believe, you receive, and you shall have, right? It says in Mark 11:23 or 24, I believe. So part of the asking, so when we ask according to his will, and we ask with believing, right? One more. Let's go to James 1. Around asking. James chapter 1 and verse 5. Sometimes we don't know what to do, right? So it's right here. It says, "If any of you lack wisdom," which many times we do, right? But we're not, it's not the end of it, of this verse here. "Let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given." Similar to what we read in Matthew, right? "But let him ask of God," and then it tells you in verse 6 how. "Let him ask in faith, in believing, nothing wavering." Okay? "For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord." And verse 8, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." So if you want to flip that around, a single-minded man is stable in all his ways. So to be single-minded means to be focused on the Word of God and stay focused. And we're going to, the word focus means to concentrate on, give total, undivided attention to. So let's go to Proverbs 4. This is where a lot of times we pray for something initially, and then we feel like, hey, yes, I got it. And then we focus dwanes and we start getting double-minded. A little doubt comes in and we start wavering. And then you start doubting that maybe I didn't pray right and all this stuff, you know. But let's see what chapter 4 says in Proverbs. Let's pick it up. All right, look at verse 13 here. So it says, take. Action word. "Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life." Take fast and don't let her go. When we hear the word of God, we take it, don't let her go. And I always think about, we had a German shepherd, right? And, you know, they got big jaws and they bite hard and he used to grab it like a rag or something and pull it. And I couldn't pull that thing out of its mouth, you know, unless I distracted him with a little treat. Then he would drop it. Right? So we got to take hold, take fast hold, and don't let the word go. Don't let nobody talk you out of it. Don't let any other thoughts come out in your mind that's contrary to the word. Don't start following them. Look at verse 20 here. It says, "My son, attend to my words." See, attend. Pay attention to the words. "Keep them in the, let not them depart before your eyes." Keep them in focus. Keep focused. "Keep them in the midst of your heart, for what the heart man believes." You keep them there. It says don't let it go there and then pull it out. Keep it there. For they are life unto those that find them, and health and healing. That word healing, it's medicine also translated. Health to all their flesh. The word of God's health. We heard it in a prayer, I think, or manifestation. God sent his word to heal us and deliver us from all his destruction. He sent it. We are to receive it by believing and stay with it. And we will receive what it says, right? That's all it says in there. Verse 23, keep guard thy heart, or keep and guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And then look, verse 24 says, put away from thee a froward mouth and perverse lips far from thee. You know, a lot of times after you pray and believe for something, and then you may start talking contrary to that. We're like, oh, the pain's back, or this is, you know, whatever, the economy looks bad, and even after you're praying for a job, and you got to watch your mouth. We heard that a couple of times in prayers here. Look at verse 25. Look, let thine eyes look right on. Let not thy eyelids, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Basically, look straight ahead. Fix your eyes on what lies ahead. The word. Just keep it there. Don't waver, right? Verse 26. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. In the NIV, it says, basically, don't get sidetracked or do not swerve, you know, basically, in our English, if you will, paraphrased. So the key is we ask in believing. We go to the Word of God. We find out what the Word says. And whatever it says, we just decide to believe it, no matter what, how you feel, no matter what the situation, how the circumstances look. The economy, whatever, the news, or whatever anybody says. That's why the word has to take first place, and we're going to look at that in seeking the word. So let's look at Matthew 6:33. So here's priority you have to give the word. We all know this verse here, but let's look at it. So we ask, and you shall receive. Seek, it says, you shall find. And Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye what? First. Like we just saw that in Proverbs there. It says, tend unto my word. Pay attention to that. That's the word. Seek me first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first. And that's a continuous action. It's not like today you just pray for something and you just forget it. Seek it. Persistence. It's persistence, consistence, and resistance. Remember, think about that. No, be persistent. Don't give up. And be consistent in what you do. And resist anything else that goes against it. Just think about that. Look at Hebrews 11:6. And all these tie in with believing, of course. When you seek, you're seeking with believing. When you ask with believing. And Hebrews 11:6. Says, without faith, without believing, it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. It's diligently. It's like if you lost, you know, like a diamond ring. We've had that experience in our household called the wedding rings. So we lost it, and we searched diligently for it. We never found it, but we searched diligently. But that's a little different here. When you seek God's word, you will find, though. That's probably leaned too much on my own understanding in that situation there. So I don't want to damper this teaching here on that. but here, see, we seek with believing. We seek expecting to find. Not like say, well, let me try it. No. Just seek with all your heart. Look at Deuteronomy 4:29. Well, not 4:29, it's 4. Yeah, is it 4:29?
Yeah, it's
4:29. See that? There we go. Yeah, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, and thou shalt find him, if thou shalt seek him with all thine heart, with all thy soul. You're going to find him if it's conditional. right? You seek him with all your heart, with the heart you believe in, and you put it's action. It's not just knowing what the verse says. There are a bunch of other, I'll read this to you. There's a one in Ezra. It says, Ezra prepared his heart to seek the word of God and do it. See? Psalm 34:10 says, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And Psalm 119:2, blessed are they that keep his testimony and that seek him with the whole heart. See? And there's a lot of other verses like that throughout the word. So it's a, there's a message here, right? So that's seeking. Now, knock, it shall be opened unto you. Really, the word knock, open unto you, it shall be granted unto you. But knocking means it's a persistent type thing. It's not like you top. You know, knock. You know, it's really persistent. It's really, you want to, you're going after it, okay? And you hold on to it. So, in summary here, we want to take God at his word. When God says something, we determine ahead of time, whatever we read, we're going to do. See, because believing is action, right? That way, if you, it's already confirmed that, hey, it says this, I'm going to do it. You make a commitment. And then when you ask, you know it shall be given to you, all right? And we ask with believing. We seek and find. We seek with all our heart, with believing. We knock. We know that it's going to be granted to us. These are action words. We ask, we receive, we seek, we find, we knock, it shall be open. So take God at his word and have a great day.